This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to take charge of Miami and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Fight. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, 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 please be part of the conversation. I mean that sincerely. I mean, I don't care whether you hop up on the website and you, comment on some of the articles that we've written. They're up there, some of the writers that do it, or hop in a chat room. During the show, there's a live chat room going on at therealside.com. If you're a Facebook aficionado, you know, or what I refer to lovingly as a Facebook freak, because you love what's on, you know, you love just hanging out on Facebook all day, we also have a live Facebook feed up there as well, so you can get involved in that conversation with people that are smarter than I am. For real. We're going to do a couple things this hour. We have Karen Sigmund's going to join me. And Karen, well, actually, let me rephrase that. Dr. Karen Sigmund will join me. She's the president of the American Freedom Alliance. And they had an event this weekend that where she honored heroes of conscience. And the fellow they honored in particular was David Horowitz. And it was a big success. I mean, the place was packed. Plenty of security, which is sad in and of itself. So we had to have security to honor some heroes. Think about that one. So, you know, at the event, I saw a lot of people that I've known for years. I mean, people that we constantly talk with each other. We write things. We get together via the interweb. We don't really get together and face-to-face and maybe have a cup of coffee because a lot of us are too far apart. So we get a chance like this to come together. It's great. There were people there, Noni Darwish was there, right? Bill Whittle was there. Jamie Glazoff was there. Alfonso Ray was there. You remember, you all know him. Well, Rachel, but I call him. They call him, yeah. Your favorite, I know. They call him Zoe Rachel? That's not good. Alfonso. Yeah, whatever. Yo, Al. Good day. What? Hey, we'll make him Italian for the night. Anyhow. So you don't get to see these. The other thing that was really cool, there was a table of Berkeley students there. Remember, Horowitz wasn't allowed to speak at his alma mater. They didn't want him there. So there were a bunch of Berkeley Republicans. Their whole table was great. It was great to see them there. It was great to see them up there, you know, talking with David and a few others. Horowitz, by the way, has been blacklisted as a speaker there at Berkeley. Come on, try to make sense out of that one. And our buddy and a frequent on our show, Evan Sayet, was also on there. He was the master of ceremonies. He's been a couple of times. Now, and I was surprised at how many of these people that Mr. Horowitz had actually discovered or pulled forward. Evan was one of them. Bill Whittle was another. I did not know that. Evan likes to say that the only reason that Whittle got up there before him was because Whittle doesn't charge as much. So, but when you look at what this organization does, the American Freedom Alliance, you know, they're on that front line. They're on the front line helping to promote these people, getting their information out, get their message out. so that you know we're still out there, you know, fighting for you. And it's I don't want to say it's, I don't want to make it sound like it's a big deal. I guess it is to a degree. I don't even know what to, we are out there fighting for you. We are out there on the front lines fighting. But that doesn't mean we're the only ones. That doesn't make us special. It just makes us willing to do it and having the time to do it. But we do need your help. That's why, you know, head up to my website, therealside.com. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate. You don't have to. Your labels that the other side gave us, you have nothing to be afraid of. And then you have my stand shirts. I don't have one on tonight. But, you know, hashtag stand. I said earlier that we have these we have the resistance out there. Not really, though. They're out there smashing windows, getting in fights, pepper spraying other people. This is the peaceful left, right? You know, it's just amazing to me, the chaos that they create. And they think it's okay. We need to stand up against that. We need to push back. It's one of the things that I was really upset about. And I told a lot of you this. I've said it many a times, but I've said, look, you cannot, you should not, you cannot let them get away with this. It was, what, 5, 6, or 7 of these protests before we actually get out, before pro-American. I'm not going to call them pro-Trumpers. It's not the way to approach this. Before pro-Americans get out there to stick up for a duly constitutionally elected president. You need to push back. What are you willing to give up? What I said the first hour. What are you willing to give up? Our forefathers were willing to give up their lives, their real estate, all their possessions for you to have a free America. Really, what are you willing to give up to keep it that way? Are you willing to give up Disneyland? Are you willing to give up Target? What are you willing to give up? I'm just curious. As you can see, and you can get this in the Real Side store. Right? See this? My coffee cup? Coffee tastes better in it. I don't care what you say. The coffee tastes better in there. And the only way you'll know that, buy a cup. You get it on the website, therealside.com. Okay. I know, right? Talk through all that stuff. Sorry, I'll let Karen take over when she comes on the show in a few minutes. Dr. Karen Sigmund will join us at the right after the break. She's the president of the American Freedom Alliance. We'll have plenty to talk about. In the third hour, David Weissman joins us live from Israel. Don't miss it. Hang out. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Now, and I'm not going to tell you the station yet, but you guys, you need to keep calling these station managers. You know, I know smartphones are kind of cool and nice, and everybody's got one and all that hooky stuff, but I don't want you listening on your smartphone all the time. I want you to listen on your radio driving down the road. So if I'm not at a station in your area, pick up the phone, call the station manager, go, what is wrong with you people? Why don't you carry this show? And if you don't get a positive response, let me know. I'll do my thing, and we'll do what we can. We've picked up 4 or 5 stations at the beginning of the year just from some of you rattling some cages. So keep doing it. I appreciate the time that you spend doing it. I appreciate you helping the fight to get people like me on the air all across the country, because we need our message out there. We need to keep pounding away. We need true conservative warriors, not Facebook warriors. We need them too. But you know what I'm saying. We need people that are really willing to put it on the line and really take a stand for our freedoms and make these people nervous. Anyhow, I've got Dr. Karen Sigmund is on the line with me. She's the president of the American Freedom Alliance and put on a great event over the weekend honoring real heroes, real freedom and American heroes. Karen, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
So great to be with you, Joe. Thanks.
And I do. I mean, we had David Horowitz on the show on Friday, and you know, there's a man that you just can't keep up with. He's moving at a million miles an hour, mentally and physically. You know, he's always. But you honored him this weekend, which, again, I mean, there's a guy that people may know about, but they really don't know his story. They really don't know what he's done for our movement, right?
Absolutely, and it's. Even if you know a little bit, like you said, the actual story is so astonishing because the evil that he himself, serious evil that he himself learned of and experienced as being part of the left, how he sort of came awake by discovering various acts of evil. I mean, murder is pretty evil, and its concealment is really evil. And supporting people who are deeply who are violent out of desire to all in service of the revolution. This is evil, and it was difficult for him to come over to the right back a few decades ago. And in fact, he didn't come over to the right. He left the left, and it took. Some time even after that to find his way over here. And his story is so compelling, and since that time, he has been one of the real titan in every way, intellectually, what you said. He's just an unbelievably knowledgeable guy. He connects the dots in ways that other people don't. He is phenomenally creative in how he goes about attacking everything that
he's
the left says. He's been on the forefront for a long time, and he is absolutely not afraid. And no. The reason, is with all these people is it's this deep abiding love of country that once you feel that, there's some who feel they have no choice. Once you see what needs to be done, you just do it. And he is absolutely fearless. He's phenomenally courageous. And he is a true hero. And somebody pointed out our dinner was the Heroes of Conscience Awards dinner. Mm-hmm. And it was right by Universal, the land where awards ceremony after awards ceremony in Hollywood, Beverly Hills, is this self-congratulatory, these massive events where they just pat each other on the back and call each other courageous for doing absolutely nothing at all.
Such emptiness. Nothing.
Nothing, except maybe even perhaps take a stand in all the wrong directions, but they're all among it's the leftist echo chamber. Was it Katy Perry just came out and said, can't we just coexist? No, we can't. No, we can't. But so in Hollywood, the usual kind of award ceremony is those vapid, self-congratulatory things. And yep. Everyone who we celebrated on Sunday was not like that. These are true, true heroes. There was no self-congratulating whatsoever. None of these people sought the roles that they play. They didn't say, you know what, I could do this kind of job, or I could have a target on my back and be a speaker for truth and just go out there and get pummeled all the time. Yeah, that's what I want to do. This is not how it starts. Bill Laney didn't seek this. David Horowitz didn't seek this.
No.
Geert Wilders didn't seek this.
No.
And
you fall into it.
They really are true heroes. They fell into it, and once they realized the cost of it, they continued on.
Mm-hmm.
And I just cannot admire these men more.
David's the big guy, but you look at people like Evan Sayet and Bill Whittle and Jamie Glazoff. You look at these guys that are out there pounding away on a day by day basis. And
yeah.
You're right. It they didn't start off attacking us day one. This kind of rolled, and it rolled, and it rolled, and after a while they start beating on you. because of the things you say, the things that you're exposing, because that's all we're doing. We're shedding light on what they're doing.
Right.
You know, I brought up...
Exactly.
Yeah, it's all we're doing. And then you run with it. You let your mind run with it and see truly the damage these guys are doing to freedom and democracy here in this country.
And their goal is to shut you up however they can. Not to say, yeah, you know, you have these ideas, but ours are better. It's not a marketplace of ideas. It's not a competition of ideas. Not at all. All they ever have to say, and we saw this with, you know, Dinesh D'Souza's movie, Obama 2016, I think it was, full of facts. And all they come back with is, you're a hateful, racist bigot, and you don't know what you're talking about. Well, where's your counterargument? And we see this all, that's just the, one of the most, you know, and only one of a bazillion examples. There's never a counterargument. Never, not ever. It's never like that. They seize a narrative, they create a narrative, they run with a narrative as cognitively incoherent as it might be, and it usually is, and then if you have a different thought, meaning the truth, they will do whatever they can to silence
you. Well, look what happened.
Is required.
Yeah, well, look what happened in the UK, right? And I found out tonight as I was looking at some of the time frames, you know, as the news was coming out the other night. And some of the news, some of the mainstream news, MSNBC, you know, ABC, CBS, CNN, all of them took, well, you know what, I'm not going to tell them because we're going to go for a break. So if you want to know how long it took people before mainstream media really started talking about the attack, you've got to come back because you're not going to find it on your own. Really, seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host, Karen Sigmund. Dr. Karen Sigmund joins me after the break. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
I'm Joe Bettine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a boatload of things you can do there, but the most important thing you can do up there is you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, All the Things That the Left Has Taught You to Hate Over the Last 8 Years. And I proved you in the book you don't have to. The other funny thing about this is, remember, the left says they don't want to label anybody. Where do you think every one of those labels came from? The left. The left labeled us as Bible thumpers, of right wing, of white people, you know? It's just amazing, the hypocrisy. Or, I don't know, maybe it's the fact that they don't have a double-digit IQ to rub together. I have no clue as to what drives those people. I haven't got but listen, we'll bring the doctor on. Maybe she can tell me how this happens the way it does. Dr. Karen Sigman joins me. She's the president of the American Freedom Alliance. Always a pleasure, doctor, to have you with me. I appreciate your time.
That's great to be here.
You know, seriously, you think about some of this stuff. They actually will look at you and say, well, we don't like to apply labels to people. We think labels are demeaning and a bad thing, and we shouldn't use them. And by the way, you are a white racist.
Right.
I just want you to know that. Yeah. Right? Like, oh my God, what? Really? Let me smell your Kool-Aid, because it ain't just Kool-Aid. There's no way, anyhow.
Right, and it's absolutely every single thing they say about it's projection of the worst kind, and it's hypocrisy of the most, I call it pretzeling. Their brains have to do all these bizarre contortions for these words to come out that they themselves know, they know on some cognitive level, but they can't face it. That what they're saying is complete
yes.
Garbage.
We are
garbage.
On the air, so keep it clean. Thank you very much for that. Appreciate that. You know, it was one of the things that, so I was talking about this yesterday, and I said, you know, when you start looking at the numbers, and Fox News, whether you like them or you don't like them, I don't really care at this point, but they were on top of this right after it happened. We have reports from the UK that this is going on. We'll keep you informed as it goes. So we're watching, and after a while, out of the corner of my eye, it's constant, which tells me now it's real and it's actually happening. You start flicking through the alphabet, the CNN, MSNBC, and even CNN headline news. And what are they on? Every station, they're still talking about the Russian connection. I'm thinking, my God, you guys realize that no matter how much you say it, it isn't going to actually make it happen. And why aren't you reporting on this terrorist attack? And the funny thing about it was, within a few minutes of the attack, even the BBC announcers were saying, well, we're staying away from it, we're staying away from it for now. And then within a couple of minutes, they said it is now being investigated as a terrorist attack. So they weren't afraid to say it. But our mainstream
right.
media still wouldn't even mention the fact that it might be a terrorist incident. I mean, how disingenuous. Think of the danger they're putting the American people in by not laying the truth out there. Don't you agree?
Oh, it's that's a tiny example, and the most recent one, of exactly that, the danger that they put all of us in by refusing to state the truth about all of it, about all of it. And that's, I think this is why the Manchester slaughter has pained me more than all the rest, because the more you learn about this, the more you know that enough people know enough about what to do to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of taking people's sage advice and counsel, instead they're bending over backwards to say, oh, it's the religion, a religion of peace. They're bending over backwards to find another narrative, the climate change or whatever. I haven't heard this that this time, but we've heard this out of John Kerry's mouth over and over. They weren't sufficiently embraced by the community. Just one crazy excuse after another. And that refusal to recognize what it is and why is what gets people killed. So these people who say, well, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, you know, by saying it might be this, instead, their refusal to connect those dots is exactly what gets more people killed.
We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Children.
But having them lose a leg or an arm or an eyeball in an explosion, not so much.
Or an eyeball or their lives. Dead children. Dead.
Oh. You had Yeah, you had Gert Wilders at the
Was he not stupendous?
Oh, that was great.
This is a guy.
Go ahead.
This is a guy who has been living under 24/7 police protection for a number of years. Why? Because of death threats. From whom? From those who are part of
Wait a minute. Don't tell me. Let me guess. Let me think. Some Buddhists that didn't like something he said.
Yeah, the Buddhists.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right. Some Christians, because you know, Christians are known for violence, so it must have been Christians who didn't like something he said about Jesus. Had to be that.
Exactly right. I think it might have been the Quakers. I don't know.
Yeah, I can see that happening. Yeah, right.
Right? Yeah. No, it's the religion of peace who have had him on their death list. And we know when somebody goes on their death list, it's not a joke. They actually kill people. They behead people. They shoot them. They stab them. They poison them. This is not funny. And the extent of security that we had at this event because of him.
Yeah.
And what has his crime been? Speaking the truth. Speaking the truth. This is what's gotten him on these hate lists, on the watch list. We probably had, we had at least two dozen. At least. My guess is it was closer to 30. Various law enforcement, security agencies, security services, from the Netherlands, from the United States, from Los Angeles, from DHS, from Secret Service, we had SWAT teams. I don't know what all I'm allowed to say, but the level of security was astonishing. As you know, we had to go through metal detectors to get into the area. The whole thing, there was all kinds of concern. He was under constant security details, constant.
I walked up the stairs and turned the corner. I turned the corner and said, we must be at the wrong event. You know what? No, when I saw the security, I'm sitting there going, no, wait a minute.
Right?
And then I saw your face there, and I went, okay, we must be at the right place. But, yeah, it was very secure. Yeah, I agree. But it's sad that we have to do that.
We have to do this to protect him from those who claim to be of the religion of peace.
You know what's really funny, Karen, that's so irritating about this, and it says so much. As a Christian, I have to put up with an art display of Jesus on the cross, upside down in a bottle of urine, and I'm told that that's art, and that I have to shut my mouth and accept it, right? But I wonder if they put Muhammad sitting down or laying down or what have you, I put him in a bottle of urine and said, shut up, it's art. I wonder if the left would have the same level of understanding for me in that light. You think?
Oh, yeah, of course. Coexist, baby.
Yeah, right.
Coexist.
From behind bars. No, they'd have me behind bars for hate speech, right?
and with a fatwa against you.
Yeah.
It's really, you know, at our conference last in August, we had about six of our speakers or so who had fatwas.
Wow.
So our security at that event was tremendous. We had metal detectors as well. Why? Because these people speak the truth. Nobody's accusing them of saying anything false. That's the further irony, yeah. Just like what we were talking about earlier. Nobody's saying that's wrong. They're just saying, we're going to kill you for saying so. That's all. We had Bosch Faustin at our conference, and he was a guest at the dinner the other night. Bosch is the winner of the Drum Mohammed contest. The one at Garland where the assassins were, thank God, stopped before they entered the theater where it was and could mow down the hundreds of people who were in there. I don't know if you remember that. The Garland, Texas thing.
I do. Yep.
And you know, these people are not friendly. And what was the evil that was being perpetrated in that theater? They were drawing Mohammed. They weren't even putting him in a jar of urine.
Yeah.
Not even that.
Just amazing that their saint or whatever he's considered, the head prophet or what have you, it's just amazing that a picture of him can bring the religion down in their mind. It's just amazing to me. You know, my God's bigger than that, so good luck to them. But I got to tell you, again, it's the hypocrisy that they don't, I don't know if they don't see it, I don't know if they don't care about it, or I don't know if they think that after all these years, Christians and Jews deserve to be pounded on because they've, quote unquote, gotten away with so much over the years. It's just amazing to me. Because I just don't believe, Karen, that they actually see this as fair. Oh, I'd like you to answer, but we have to go to a break because I believe in capitalism. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Dr. Karen Sigmund joins me and will be with me on the other side of the break, I promise. We'll be right back.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
I gotta heat up the mics during the break unless you guys pay for the extra time. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to Facebook. If you want to be part of the conversation, the smarter the people that, and I know it's hard for you to grasp this, but there are smarter people than I up on Facebook tonight and discussing this. Same thing in the chat room. If you head over to therealside.com, we have a chat room there as well. Smarter people than I are in that chat room. And you know what? I really appreciate some of you send me emails over the show, but don't get irritated because I can't read them all. I only have one eye to run around on all these screens, talk to the guests to make sure that I know what the heck is going on. So I do the best I can, but I do appreciate the time that you do spend with me. I want to bring my guest on because I always have a good time. She's not on enough. I got to have her on more often. But Dr. Karen Sigmund joins me. She's the president of the American Freedom Alliance, and she's an educator. Oh my God, Karen, you just love jumping into this stuff, don't you?
Well, somebody's got to do it. It's like three of us who do. No, just, there's a lot of us out there.
Yeah, but
there,
don't you feel that way
not
sometimes?
Enough, but a lot of us. Yeah.
Oh, but so listen, I wasn't going to go down this road, but I'm going to because I know I can have this kind of fun with you. But I have been pounding on my conservative educators for the last couple of months, and I've been saying, you know, you want to make fun of our kids, you want to make fun of where we're at from a history standpoint, you want to make fun of where we're at, you know, what our kids know. It's your fault if you're not out there fighting at these schools and at these colleges for the things you know to be true. First of all, we can't help you if we don't know you're in the struggle. We usually don't find out till it's really too hard to do, too hard to take care of. So we need our conservative educators out there fighting to make sure our kids get the right education, don't we?
Oh, my gosh. We absolutely do. We tend to abdicate this to teachers thinking that it's sort of maybe the way it was when we were kids. It's not.
No.
It's not. And it's not just public schools. I had my kids in a private school. I taught and teach at a private school, independent school. A lot of the ideological indoctrination happens in the independent schools as well as the public schools. Mm-hmm. It's not just the government schools. Yes, we have to get involved. Yes, we have to, you know, I suggest to people at the beginning of the year, grab your kids' textbooks, read through them, be that parent that
yep.
you cringe about being, but you have to be, because you know what? The left has been very aggressive in this. We don't like being aggressive, but it's their being aggressive that got us to this state. It's uncomfortable for all of us, but we've got to do it. Get the book, make an appointment with your child's teacher early on, you know, just to let them know you're paying attention. Not in a threatening way, but, you know, hey, I'm playing an active role in my child's education. Pay attention. Go to school board meetings. Run for school board. All
Amen.
Of that.
Oh,
it's our retreating
you're...
that's given them all the monopoly. And do what?
You're singing my song. I all of that. I mean,
right?
I tell people all the time, look, when you're sitting at the dinner table or just hanging out with your kids, go, so what'd you learn in school? And, you know, what do you want in history?
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't have to make it like you're interrogating them. And then have them show you in the book. And then, you know what? You pick up the phone and you call when something isn't right.
Yeah.
When, you know, I'm a trustee in a large school board here in Southern California. And I can't tell you, even as of late, I'm getting more and more phone calls from parents. One parent in particular told me how a math teacher for the first 5 minutes of the class every single day is railing on Trump and the Republicans. And this is a math class. It's not a history. It's not a civics class. It's a math class. They have no right to be doing that. And you need to know what your kids are being taught, what they're being taught about, you know, American history, who were the real, you know the joke. For years, they're trying to paint this picture that Republicans and Democrats have switched places and that,
yes.
You know, it was really the Democrats that freed the slaves. It was really the Republicans that started the KKK.
Right.
I mean, come on. How much coke
right.
do you have to smoke or take or snort or whatever
right.
you can do with it to believe this garbage?
Right. And then a miracle occurred, right? I mean, that's
yeah.
basically just
yeah.
some
well,
weird thing happened one day, and all of a sudden the party switched sides. What are you talking about? In every way, the tenets that helped free the slaves are those same tenets that we believe now. In every way, the tenets that got the left rejecting all the civil rights laws and acts are exactly those same tenets that the left clings to today. So this idea of somehow, at some point, they just sort of, it's inexplicable, but they just flipped. What kind of mental gymnastics do you have to
see,
do?
You're nice about it.
To let this happen.
I always say, how much crack do you have to smoke to actually believe that? Okay.
Yeah. Right. Same. However you get to it, it's really true. And I would also say, and this used to be a tactic of mine, and I had forgotten it, but I think it's important as well. You said call if there's something you don't like. I would also say call when there's something you do.
Okay. Yeah, you got me on that one.
Too few people do that. Just, you know, hey, this thing happened and I want to thank you. Because
right.
that way, first of all, if it's just a barrage of bad stuff, nobody likes it. But also, we need to build allies. And that helps build an ally. If, you know, we like this, and now when you make a call about this other thing, they're more likely
yep.
to listen.
Okay.
Because you're not all of a sudden in their face out of nothing. You've developed a relationship. And I think in all things, that always helps. So, yeah.
No, I agree with you.
Conversations with your kids and, you know.
Yeah, you got to find out what's going on. The other thing, too, is, you know, again,
yeah.
I started reaching out to some of the conservative teachers and the parents, and I said to them, I need your help. Just because I'm there every other week doesn't mean I know what's going on day to day, minute to minute in every one of the classes. So if there's things happening that you've, and I do what you say, when they call me, I say, okay, look, have you sat with the teacher? Have you asked the teacher why this came about? And follow the process first. If you get shut down, then I'll help you. But
Right.
We're afraid. It's really funny. You see these parents that are willing to fight for their kid. I wouldn't let anybody touch my child. I wouldn't let anybody do this. And nobody's going to do that. But when they go to school, they don't question anything that the kids hear or do in school for those 6 hours. They're in front of a person or a couple of teachers. And frankly, most of them, 80% of them, don't share your moral values. They don't share your political values. Why aren't you talking to your children when they come home at night?
Right. Right. Somehow we just seed all this, and I don't really understand it. And yet, we don't do this, but the parents on the left
right.
are more than happy to scream. I heard of a teacher who was she as much as suspended? I think she was a substitute who was asked to not bother ever coming back. She had said to a student who had this, it was in the inner city of Los Angeles, this absolutely magnificent, it was a long-term sub, this magnificently formed, everyday, perfectly groomed, whatever that mohawk is that stands straight up
about
8 inches into the air, this, like, you could slice a tomato on it. It was just that perfectly formed and sharp and beautifully groomed and tended. And she said, you know, if you spent half the time on your hair, on your homework that you do on your hair, you'd actually get a pretty good grade. And the parents came in, and the principal was brought in, and it was some kind of a racist thing, or it was horrendous, and she was never invited back. So parents will stand up for their kids on exactly the wrong things, nothing to do with the actual education piece, but everything to do with anybody trying to help their child become a better student. We're not allowed to. Not where I am. That's an entirely. This is not where I am.
It's. Let me tell you what. If it wasn't for I don't remember his first name because I don't think we ever got to call them by their first names. But Mr. Banta was the name of my high school guidance counselor. And if it wasn't for him physically slapping me upside the head to get my attention one day, and go, Messina. Obvious, you're not going to college. You have to find something that you like to do. You know, and grabbing me by the arm and taking me down to the shops and saying, okay, we're gonna see what turns you on down here, okay? And staying with me.
Wow.
He kept me in school. And you know what? I'll tell you something else. I didn't dare go home and tell my dad or my mother that, hey, the guidance counselor had to slap me in the head today because I was out of control in the hallway. Because when I woke up from the hospital
right.
2 weeks later, right? I mean, seriously, was it acceptable for that kind of thing to happen? And we've gone from,
right.
you know, looking at the kids and saying, okay, what might you have done to cause the teacher to do that? And we've turned that around now. Now parents are all about, it's always the teacher's fault. It's always the administration's
exactly.
fault. It's never the kid's fault. And that's a dangerous
it's
place to be.
It's fully kid-centric and yep. supporting other adults is never what happens. We let the kids, again, not where I am, but is culturally, we're letting the kids define
yep.
the agenda, the narrative, the curriculum, the pace, the everything. We've abdicated our role as adults and given the reins to the children, which only hurts them. And we do it with this, you know, we want to be the nice teacher. We want to be the cool parent. We want to, you know, be
we're up against it. You got to tell people where to find
there we
you.
Go.
Where do they find the FA?
Yes. AmericanFreedomAlliance.org. We also have a Facebook page and a Facebook group coincidentally called American Freedom Alliance.
Good.
And find
Glad
me
to hear it.
On Facebook, Karen Sigmund.
All right. Hey, listen, head over to the website. Really, seriously, we're going to have her on. We're going to have Karen on much more often because I love what this group is doing and we need to help push it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're going to get a live report from Israel on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee and come on back. Seriously. Karen, thank you.